Michael Libby in the Business News Hour is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, Moving Iowa Forward, iowaabi.org. And Iowa Softwater, softwater for you, your family, and your business starts with iasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour, and it is a Friday, of course, and on Friday we get to listen to Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines, Stuff to Do in the Metro. But it is New Year's weekend.
It is.
Could there be anything going on?
I think I was able to dig up a couple things.
I knew it. Well, you know, last weekend was Christmas weekend,
mm-hmm.
and Hanukkah weekend.
That's right.
And this is still, by the way, it's still Hanukkah.
It is still Hanukkah.
Yeah, 8 crazy nights.
Crazy nights.
Yeah, crazy nights. And then this is New Year's weekend.
That's right.
And we get to celebrate New Year's on Monday.
Mm-hmm. We sure do. Get to celebrate all weekend long.
With you, of course. Yes.
Of course.
Yeah, you know, I've never noticed this before, but you've got glitter on your eyeline. Are you already getting ready for
It was actually probably from last night.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, the Lime Lounge is a fun place.
Okay. All right.
If you haven't been there, they have a new drink menu. Lime Lounge is a fun place if you like to dance. I don't like to dance. I just like to watch people dance. Yeah.
And eat salsa.
It was really interesting. The other night they had people dressed up in Pokemon costumes dancing on the dance floor. It's an interesting place. Lime Lounge. Yep. Right there on Grand.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Fun stuff. The glitter might be left over from the Lime Lounge.
All right.
or I'm just keeping it on for New Year's.
Inquiring minds wanted
That's
to know.
Right. That's right. Here's something. We're going on to Saturday now. The Comedy Experiment presents a New Year's Eve extravaganza comedy experiment. So this is improv comedy. This is at the Des Moines Civic Center in the Stone Theater, right there on Walnut Street. The 31st, so that's Saturday. So you can ring in the new year with improv comedy with Comedy Experiment from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. at the Des Moines Civic Center.
At the Stoner
That's
Theater.
Right. Comedy Experiment. New Year's Eve extravaganza.
Why not?
Yeah, if you like comedy, you want something to do, ring in the new year.
If you like experimenting.
That's right. Who doesn't like experimenting?
That's right.
Right. All right. Here's another one for New Year's Eve. We've got lots for New Year's Eve, of course. Embassy Suites Des Moines Downtown is having their New Year's Eve party. This is a fun one. They have Star 102.5
broadcasting live. Our sister station mm-hmm. just across the hall. You know, Jimmy Wright really gets into that.
Mm-hmm.
We should have him on to talk
you
about.
Should.
You know, anyway,
mm-hmm.
we should grab Jimmy and say, hey, Jimmy, what's going on?
That's right.
But yeah, Star
102.5.
Okay.
They're going to have dinner from 7 to 9, 7:30 to 1 a.m. They're going to have Flipside, the Spasmatics, fun music, food, all you could want on a New Year's Eve party at the Embassy Suites. Downtown.
Do you have to register and stuff? Or
I'm sure you do. Yeah. Price starts at $349, includes the overnight stay in a suite, manager's reception, New Year's Eve party, hot breakfast in the morning, because who doesn't need hot breakfast after, you know, partying all night long? So call the Embassy Suites, reserve your room for the big party.
And say hi to Jimmy Wright.
That's right. Fun stuff.
Yeah.
All right, if you need a family-friendly New Year's Eve party,
finally,
of course, Guide One Imagine Eve has their yearly event at Hy-Vee Hall, the Iowa Event Center, also Saturday, the 31st. The confetti countdown is at 8 p.m. They have fireworks at 8:15. All evening long, they'll have stuff for kids to do, bounce houses, rides, carnival things, all sorts of stuff. Guide One Imagine Eve, their New Year's Eve party for kids, December 31st. Fun stuff.
Saturday night.
All children must be accompanied by an adult, so don't just drop them off and go to your own party. Don't even think about it.
Stay with the kids.
That's right. Iowa Wild will be also playing New Year's Eve.
Really?
Yeah, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Oh, it's an early game.
It's an early game, so you can still get in all your fun New Year's Eve parties, but you can go see the Iowa Wild versus Chicago on Saturday as well. Yeah. Children under 2 need no ticket, so bring the whole family. They're also going to have New Year's Eve post-game fireworks and hot dogs for $2 that day.
Fireworks?
That's what it says. New Year's
That's
Eve
going to be
post-game
interesting.
Fireworks.
I hope
yeah.
they don't go too high.
I know. I was wondering about that, how they're going to pull that off inside, but that's what it says. So I'm just reading what it says.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Check that one out. Here's another one. Light Up the Night New Year's Eve Party 2017, presented by 515 Alive at the Val Air Ballroom.
Another party. We were just talking about the Val Air.
Somebody's buying.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. So, hopefully they'll still keep their New Year's Eve bash every year. This one is priced to start at $25. The biggest New Year's Eve party in Des Moines, they say, at the Val Air Ballroom. They're going to have DJs and music and balloon cash drop and full-scale light show, and everything that you could imagine for New Year's Eve will be at the Val Air Ballroom, presented by 515 Alive.
There it is. That would be Saturday night.
Saturday night.
All right.
All right, let's see. We've got more.
More.
We were just talking about the Lime Lounge, one of my favorite places to hang out. Yeah. They are having an open bar VIP New Year's Eve night.
Whoa. What does that mean?
That means tickets start at $29.99. You buy a ticket and then open bar all night long.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I bet the open bar is a little more expensive than $29.99. But from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m., New Year's Eve, Lime Lounge, right there in the East Village, is going to have an open bar VIP New Year's Eve bash.
So you pay $29.95, and it's an open bar.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think they might charge extra for the open bar. It says tickets start at $29.99.
Oh,
so that might just be to get in, and then there are different ticket prices.
Got it.
But like, it sounds really fun. They're going to have the ultimate open bar available. They're going to have champagne toast, dessert buffet, late-night appetizers.
Nice.
Yeah, this sounds like a good time.
Lime Lounge.
Lime
and maybe
Lounge.
Even a couple of people dressed as Pokemon.
I bet. I mean, they were having a fun time the other night.
Get your glitter on and go to the Lime Lounge.
Mm. Oh, we were just talking about Noche. They've got a party on New Year's Eve as well. They're having their first birthday party. They're ringing in the new
Can
year.
Can you believe it?
Their first birthday party.
That's such an amazing story. Noche opened up for the first time New Year's Eve last year.
Yes, they
that
sure did.
That must have been nuts.
I bet. Crazy. But starting at 8 p.m. on New Year's Eve, they're going to be having their birthday party and ringing in the new year with Des Moines Big Band, guest entertainers. Max Wellman, of course, will be singing music of Sinatra.
Nice.
Fun stuff. So if you need a place to go on New Year's and you haven't found one yet, Noche is available.
So you can go on. You can go on Friday night to Salsa, and then you can go on Saturday night.
That's right. You can just spend the weekend there. If you don't want to do that, you can also eat dinner, the New Year's Eve beer dinner at Exile Brewing Company.
Beer dinner.
A beer dinner, yes. If beer is your thing, $65. Their final beer dinner of the year includes a private tour and behind-the-scenes look of the brewery and four-course dinner with beer pairings. Limited seating is available. Call the brewery for reservations, $65, at XL right down the street. Fun stuff, beer dinner.
We could just stay here and spend the entire weekend in walking distance.
You absolutely could. Yeah, here's another one right in walking distance. New Year's Eve Pops, Sinatra at 100 and Beyond at the Des Moines Performing Arts at the Civic Center. New Year's Eve Pops, Sinatra. Yeah, go watch the New Year's Eve Pops. They do it every year. They have a show. This year is Sinatra.
Wow, that'd be great to see.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. Yep, that's right. And it's usually, it's from 8 to 11. It's usually done about 10:30, so you can still get to your place to watch the ball drop and have your champagne toast. After seeing some pops. Yeah.
More?
Of course there's more. I've got a few more for you.
Wow.
New Year's Eve at Brenton Skating Plaza. If you want to go ice skating for New Year's Eve, bring the family out. Skate under the stars on New Year's Eve, Brenton Skating Plaza.
There you go.
That's
not too far from the Lime Lounge.
That is not too far. You can get around here. Let's see. Also, the Science Center, which isn't too far either, is having their New Year's Eve. This one's a little bit earlier in the day on New Year's. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Just pay general admission. Free for Science Center members. Bring the family, and they're going to have a balloon drop at noon to ring in the new year a little bit early. So you can do that with the family and then get rid of the kids and go out for New Year's Eve. Let's see. Woolies is also having their New Year's Eve party in
we
the
talk
historic
a lot about
village.
Woolies.
They do a lot of stuff. They have a lot of really popular bands coming in. And here's one that they're going to have on New Year's Eve, the Pork Tornadoes, which are apparently very popular. So they're having a New Year's Eve party. And I've got one even for New Year's Day. Not
Is
even
it football
the
game?
New Year's Eve. No, it's not even football. It's a New Year's Day buffet brunch at Gilroy's.
Oh, in West Des Moines.
That's right. So after you do all your partying, you're going to need a brunch. They're going to do a brunch buffet from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., New Year's style. They're going to have screwdrivers, mimosas, Bloody Marys in their regular brunch menu on New Year's Day.
At Gilroy's.
Celebrated at Gilroy's after you had your fun.
On 8th Street in West Des Moines.
That's nice. Right. There's the New Year's edition.
Yeah, that is a New Year's edition.
Yes.
I mean, you had so much, we didn't even have to go into next week.
That's right.
It's all happening.
I know. We just needed to focus on this weekend.
Yeah, just focus.
Just focus.
This weekend.
Get through this weekend. Get to 2017.
Yeah, in one piece.
That's right.
Be good out there. All right. Thanks, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
All right. Cheryl Tess here from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. In each week, talking about stuff to do in the metro. All right. We've got to go. It's nigh on to 6 o'clock. And we've got to start ringing bells and getting into the holiday spirit here pretty soon. Have yourself a great weekend, would you please, for all of us associated with the Business News Hour. Earlier in the broadcast, we heard from our friends at La Hacienda on Ingersoll, on Douglas, and on Southeast 14th Street. It was an interesting time. And then Cheryl Tessier with Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. On the board, he's back from his vacation, and so good to have him here. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between Insight Advertising and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, conducted, and created by our good friend, James Goodlett. All right, for all those folks and the entire crew, thanks so very much for hanging out with us all week long. We are, by the way, not in on Monday because, well, the markets are closed, so we are as well. We'll be back, God willing, on Tuesday at 5:05. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.